This is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davita Kelly. Oh, okay, so again, I'm picking up where I left off. Back in the day when I was a really popular, famous entertainer, stripper, nightclub promoter, playboy model at the New York Scores nightclub. Back when we had all the celebrities and big ballers come party with all of Hollywood's elite, etc. So, these are just random stories. I remember one night, whoever recognizes this voice will know what I'm talking about. But one any given night, for instance, Bernstein, and he's the one that does reality TV show and has the commercials about the eye drops. It's Bernstein. Wow. Either you get it or you don't. So he was sitting at a bar one night and he's like, "Hi, I'm Bernstein. Why don't you come home with me? I'll make it lavishly worth your while." I had to explain to him that dirty old Jewish men are so not my type, but thank you for asking. God, I remember one night when Hector Macho Camacho, who's the other famous Mexican boxer back in the day, was like, "I am Hector Macho Camacho. I am the boxer." I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Sweet. For some reason, Mexican boxers happen to have a thing for me. Kind of like, God, what was his name? Oscar De La Shoya. So when Hector Camacho showed up, he's like, "I am Hector." And he's like, "Do you want to see a boxer?" I'm like, "No, I'm thank you, Hector Macho Camacho, but I'm good because because Oscar De La Shoya already is my favorite, and so that's cool. I'm good." Oh, let's see, randomly, what else? Oh Lord. Oh, I remember one night Sean Penn came in, and he was sitting there. This is right when he was dating Madonna. And so we all thought he was a big deal, but he's not that cute. I don't know. Anyways, Madonna smashed him, so I guess she thought he was. I was like, "Wow, Sean Penn, hi." Okay, that was that. Let's see, I'm thinking of shit. Oh, no. Okay, so one night, Scott Wolf's evil twin was hitting on my stripper girlfriend, who was blonde, and they're like, "Okay, we have to come back to your loft," because I was living in a loft in Manhattan at the time. So Scott Wolf's evil twin and the blonde stripper came home, and they were both on the couch in my fucking loft. And I collect vases and urns, which are collectible items that are super expensive. So they too got so fucking lit that they smashed one of my urns that I had imported from fucking China. And they're like, "Woo-ha-ha-ha-ha." I'm like, "I don't give a shit if you're Scott fucking Wolf's evil twin, but you and the goddamn blonde stripper just crushed my fucking $500 imported Chinese urn, so you're getting the fuck out." So I kicked them out, and they were so lit, like, they fucking wiped out on the staircase and ended up on the floor, the bottom of the fucking floor. Oh my God, I'm like, "Oh, that's not, hopefully everybody's okay." Oh, so I'm like, "Get your own ride home." Oh, good Lord. So, yeah, that was funny, because I don't think either of them would ever remember that. And that was once upon a time, a long time ago. Hysterically disturbing bedtime stories.